Hello and welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast. My name is Clint Beachwood, and we're starting the show off with a brand new release from Davy Allen and the Arrows. The album is called Psychological, and the song is As Bad As It Gets. Hello, once again, welcome to the show. This is the Day at the Beach podcast 191. My name's Clint Beachwood. You just heard Davy Allen and the Arrows with a brand new release called Psychological. And again, the song was As Bad As It Gets. You can find this song and almost everything else I play on today's show at your favorite streaming platform, most likely. Some of the bands are still putting out CDs. Several of them are putting their music out on vinyl. Anyway, it's my goal for you to enjoy this music and then support your favorite surf band by purchasing some of their very cool tunes. Up next is Mark Malibu and the Wasegas. This song comes off the Continental Magazine issue number 31 CD compilation. The CD comes along with the Continental Magazine. Cruise on over to Double Crown Records to check that out if you don't get it already. Anyway, this is Mark Malibu and the Wasegas from Toronto, Canada, home of the Maple Leafs. This is A Day at the Beach. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Paul from the Starhoppers. I'm coming to you in multidimensional steepleverb to say that you are listening to A Day at the Beach with Clint Beachwood. Be sure to check out the Starhoppers' debut album, Nominal AF. And if you're wondering what AF stands for, maybe it means all fun, or after February, or Annette Funicello. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
That was a new band called the Starhoppers with a brand new LP called Nominal AF, and the song was Big Fish. The artist formerly known as Paul the Pyronaut is heading up the Starhoppers, and it's a pretty cool new album. Boy, check it out. They're from up in Northern California. And before that, it was the Surf Cats from their album Surf Cats 3 doing Pacific Vibe. And before that, Mark Malibu and the Wasegas from Toronto, Canada, with Point Break 115. That comes from the Continental Magazine, issue number 31, compilation CD. This is the Day at the Beach podcast 191. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Maybe a good opportunity to check out things and see what you might be really grateful for and thankful for. I'll get into that just a little bit later. But up next, we have a band from Fort Wayne, Indiana. The pride of Fort Wayne. It's Strange Waters, and this is the title track to their brand new album, Deep Dive.
Thank you. Thank you. We got a couple more to do, and then we're gonna stay tuned for the next band and stay here all day. We'll be right back.
that was a trio from Mexico City called Secret Agent, and the new song they've put out is called Stasi Romero. Before that, the long-awaited return of the Bomboras with a new EP called The Return of the Up Up Sounds. The song I played was Planet of the Ape Hangers. Good to hear new music from the Bomboras. Before that, a live rendition of Seven Veils A Go-Go by the Urban Surf Kings of Nova Scotia, Canada. That was recorded live at the Surf Guitar 101 convention a couple years ago. They have it on an album now called Torrents, live in California. That would be the Urban Surf Kings. And the set started off with Strange Waters from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Deep Dive, title track to that new album. In the background, you're hearing music of the Surfites. This is all coming off of their Escapades in Space LP. I just did a quick search through my library and grabbed that one because it's a pretty fun album. And that's what you're hearing in the background right now as I speak. Well, up next is a band from the UK called Voodoo Surf Tribe. I'm going to play Egyptian Dragster. And this comes from their new release, The Psyched EP. Voodoo Surf Tribe on a Day at the Beach podcast, 191.
Hey surf music fans, Surf Bum Nate here. I just want to give a big thanks to Clint for his passion and dedication to the surf instrumental genre. I'm a lifetime fan of surf instrumentals for sure, and Clint's just always there serving it up. New, old, rare, obscure. He somehow gets his hands on it and it's just always fun. I think he's even going to spin up one of my new tunes, so I'm pretty stoked about that. Hope you guys dig it. Thanks, Clint.
Hey.
Well, you just heard a band that has done quite well since the beginning of the pandemic. They're called the Insanitizers. Clever, huh? And they did Dark Eyes Rock. It comes from an album called Guitar Fun Version 2. Before that, Moscow Beatballs, a band from Moscow, Russia, did Three Horse Driving, and that's a digital single, three songs on that single altogether. And let's see, Surf Bum Nate, he did the little promo, and then he did a song called Chillin' Peelers. You can find that on YouTube with a few other songs that he does. And Voodoo Surf Tribe did Egyptian Dragster from their Psyched EP. Well, let's see here. Give me just a second to thank a few things that are really important in my life that have come about as a result of being involved in the surf music world. And I think first and foremost of the friends that I have made over the years. Many of you I know personally, many of you I've only known through internet, email connection, but the friendships that I have made because of this really stand out, and I think that's really the most important thing to me regarding this music. The music is great. The bands are great. They put so much effort into writing the music and performing it and practicing over and over and putting money into it and the whole bit to release it and have it there for our enjoyment. I thank you guys. If you want your music on my show and you haven't approached me yet, please just send me an email or something, clintbeachwood@gmail.com, and we'll get your music on the show. And finally, I think I'd like to thank Rick Wilkinson. He provides the web space for this podcast. It wouldn't be possible without him, and he has done so much to help me with this podcast. And so thank you very much, Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones. He puts out some great ribbon mics. You put it together yourself and save a ton of money. He's also working on a handful of other things like preamps and now pedals. And if you need a cool reverb pedal that you can actually kick and get a crashing sound, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. So visit AustinRibbonMicrophones.com. Thank you all. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Be grateful for what you have and let other people know that. I guarantee you will feel good about it. All right, let's play another set of music here, starting off with People Person from Dayton, Ohio, and the song is At Dawn We Ride. That was the ever-popular Low Straitjackets with April Showers, another digital single that they've recently released. Magnatech, before that, with Scotch Surfing. That comes from an album called Introducing Magnatech. They come from Dublin, Ireland. The Surfrajets, another band from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, did another digital single, Couch Surfing. Seems like singles these days are becoming more and more popular, especially, I think, with the pandemic and all that kind of getting in the way. But we see a lot more digital singles these days. And People Person started the set with At Dawn We Ride from a new EP called Woof, W-O-O-F. Well, I'm going to wrap the show up with an old song by the Surf Raiders, going back to the 1980s and the album Surfbound. The song I'm going to play is Totally Tubular. Bob Daly of the Surf Raiders has re-released all the albums by the Surf Raiders on digital platforms. Check it out. Great stuff. Thanks for listening to the show. This has been A Day at the Beach Podcast 191. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time.